Hi everyone, my name is Connie, and for this talk, my focus is on a book that was written. It got published, but unfortunately, it got burnt and buried on social media. And in as much as it was burnt, and in as much as it was dismissed, this book is still very present to me, and I'm going to talk about how it got banned on social media, largely because of its grammatical errors and some typos. So thinking about this book made me realize that indeed, social media has the power to birth bestsellers and also to ban books. In a digital age, the banning of books does not have to be a physical act. It can be a virtual one, as was the case with Bonang Matheba's autobiography titled From A to B. So witnessing the vicious social media friends around the book reminded me of this African proverb. A cutting word is worse than a bowstring. A cut may heal, but the cut of a tongue does not. Words shared online, particularly on Twitter, and made Matheba's autobiography. Whilst Goodreads recognizes From A to B as the story of a black child who achieves huge dreams, even ones she dared not dream, through hard work and rising from the pangs of an abusive relationship, on Twitter, the reactions were different. The book became a joke overnight, largely because of its grammatical errors and typos. So, Black Twitter had a field day, or rather days, tearing the book apart. The book was dismissed and trashed, while Bonang herself was not spared. On social media, very few people appreciated the book as a literary product. The vast majority were more invested in using the book to condemn Bonang for a multitude of alleged moral and social transgressions. Black Twitter rushed to conflate unrelated aspects of Bonang's private life with the shortcomings of the book. As a result, such commentators did not evaluate the book on its literary merits, but consumed it through a filter of spite. Many became self-professed book critics overnight, and these are some of the tweets to that effect. What a waste of trees for such a terrible piece of writing. Yes, I made sure my friends buy this book. Now they want me to host an A to Z session to justify grammar issues. So disrespected. And the last one is, I'm waiting for exclusive books to tell us to come get our refunds for selling us a terrible piece of writing. So while we're now familiar with the argument that internet poses a threat to the traditional book industry, little is said about the reputational damage it can cause when typographical and other errors occur. The pages that had errors went viral, which created the impression that the entire book was littered with errors. There is no way to establish just how many of the people who commented on the book had actually read it, but generally, they all seem to be sharing the exact screenshots of the same pages. So amidst the bad reviews, it seemed there was nothing good about the book. Hence, I was pleasantly surprised upon stumbling upon some profound nuggets such as this. Nothing is as instant as the world wants us to believe. In the times of instant gratification, it is important to note that worthwhile careers and or brands still need some of that traditional slow cooking. And the second one is, many people think that mentors are meant to change your life and that you'll find this all-knowing person and then everything in your life will work. But that's not what a mentor is for. A mentor is just there to guide you. You must create the plans, the blueprint, the goals that the mentor then comes and helps you with. Had I simply gone by the prevailing Twitter sentiments regarding the book, I might not have bothered to read, let alone buy myself a copy. The power of social media is that it has changed how we consume books and invited many of us to assume authority over areas that are not our specialty. Perhaps professional literary critics, publishers and editors may have given the book a fair chance, but the panel of social media jurists did not. Instead, many of them took delight in criticizing the book, mocking Wonang and being a mob of virtual stone throwers. The participation in the stone throwing by prominent celebrities simply fueled the flames, thus burning the book. One might argue that this kind of social media shaming has its uses, as the mockery forced the publishers and Wonang to have the book removed from the shelves, revised, and relaunched as a second edition. However, the nature of engagement around the book did not rise to the level of constructive criticism, but was more of trolling. It is also telling that despite the strength of Wonang's brand, especially in South Africa, her book could be so severely undermined by negative social media reactions. It makes one wonder how less known individuals might fare should their own books be subjected to such harsh, unkind scrutiny. We have entered an age where books are banned digitally and where aspiring authors might be forced to self-censor for fear of falling victim to social media mobs. Social agents like Black Twitter assume the authority to use trolling as a disciplining mechanism and simply cancel the person and or the idea. And in closing, we find that while Wonang's book is still available in bookshops, the appetite for it has been, or rather was, suppressed by the initial backlash on social media. But it is still, for me that is, a go-to book when in need of some inspiration. Thank you.